You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Just a few weeks ago, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said hospitals could perform elective surgeries again. But Munson Healthcare is waiting to fully reopen their operating rooms because they're still worried about the threat of COVID-19. IPR's Taylor Wisner reports.
In the early days of the pandemic, Munson Healthcare administrators were in a flurry of panic. They launched a telehealth program in a matter of weeks, and normal supply chains for PPE dried up overnight, costing 10 to 20 times the normal rate. Munson's president of ambulatory services and value-based care, Laura Glenn.
I described it once as whack-a-mole, that, you know, you would be working on a problem, you'd get that one resolved, and another problem would pop up.
Fast forward to now, Munson isn't treating any patients for COVID-19. But they've lost plenty of business during those 2 months because their regular joint replacement and cosmetic surgeries were canceled, in addition to not as many people seeking emergency care. Munson lost millions of dollars each month, but they're still not going back to business as usual.
We still have to ensure that we are prepared in the event that there is another spike in COVID cases in the community.
She couldn't say exactly when they'd return to their usual patient volume. Right now, they're monitoring the positive cases in the region and keeping track of their equipment and bed space and weighing their options.
I'd say it's an imperfect projection.
To the south, at Spectrum Health Hospitals in Ludington and Big Rapids, patient numbers returned to their usual amounts quickly. The chief medical officer for Spectrum West Michigan region, Josh Koistra, says they're over capacity, trying to book delayed procedures like colonoscopies. There are about 50 to 60 COVID-19 positive patients currently in the Spectrum system. Koistra says he's confident in the hospital's projections that they won't see a spike in COVID-19 patients.
With those models and with our ability to safely procure PPE and know that we have enough PPE to protect our staff and ensure safe care, we've made the decisions to open up more of the electives.
Koistra says there's no denying Spectrum hospitals are hurting. While he wouldn't give specifics, he says the hospital was in good financial standing before the pandemic.
We are fortunate that, you know, we received some funding from the CARES Act, but that won't be enough to make up some of the losses that we've experienced.
So far, Congress has given $326 million in coronavirus relief to Michigan's struggling rural hospitals. Ruth Ann Sutterth is the Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications at the Michigan Hospital Association. She says Munson and some other hospitals have had to adopt pay cuts and furlough employees just to survive.
And I think that going forward, those kinds of things will remain on the table until we know when this pandemic will truly come to an end.
She says the way forward for Northern Michigan hospitals is for patients to get the care they likely delayed, like joint replacements, child vaccinations, and emergency care.
We need to get them in the doors and getting their preventive services.
But even that is an imperfect solution, because those visits could be disrupted again if a second wave of the virus hits in the fall, putting them deeper in the hole. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.